Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's answer section. Thank you for being there for us. And, you know, in teachbible.org, we encourage you to ask questions. And when we receive the question, we will give you an answer for your question. The question today is, I accepted Christ as my Savior. I am a believer. But sometimes I wonder whether I am really saved. So how do I know for sure I am saved and have eternal life? Could you give some help? Of course, it's a good question. Yes, I do agree. Sometimes we all may wonder whether we are really saved because of our feelings, don't we? This could be because of certain failures in our lives. We know that we did not live according to God's expectations, and that causes us to have doubt. Maybe we gave ourselves to certain temptations. Or maybe we made a decision not to behave in certain ways or would not do certain things, and then we discover we did exactly that we did not want to do. Then our subjective feelings and experience kicks in, doubting our salvation God gave us. In addition, when a believer in Christ fails in certain areas, devil and his agents are very quick in causing us to doubt our salvation and eternal life in the Lord. First of all, understand we can never be perfect while we live on this earth. We have a sinful body inherited from the first parents, and the sinful nature inherited is still in us because our body is not glorified as of yet. Because we are born again and now we have Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit living in us, of course we would sin less and less as we grow spiritually. Eventually, we would start hating sin and live for Him. But the sinless state is not possible here on this earth. Refer 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10. A believer has both flesh and Holy Spirit in him, while the non-believer in Christ has only one mechanism, which is the flesh. Spiritual growth means we become less and less flesh-oriented and more Holy Spirit-oriented in our choices and decisions. However, we should not base the assurance of our salvation and eternal life in our feelings or experiences. We should find the truth about our salvation not in our feelings or experiences, but on the objective, eternal truth of the Bible, the Word of God. You see, Bible says in Titus chapter 1 verse 2 that God, who does not lie, promised our eternal life. It also says, when did He promise this? He promised before the world began. Verse 1 says, to whom this promise of confidence is given? It says, to those God has chosen, He gave the truth of this confidence. Therefore, if you are chosen by God before the world began or the beginning of time, then you would come to Christ and accept Him as your Savior and Lord in time. And you have the promise of God, who never lie, that you have salvation and eternal life. Bible says God testified this in 1 John chapter 5 verses 11 to 13. Do we know what testified means? Per dictionary, it means give evidence as a witness in a law court. So God gave evidence as a witness in the law court. What did He testify? It says, this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. End of quote. God testified in the court of law that God gives eternal life, and that life is in His Son, Jesus Christ. Whoever has Jesus Christ, His Son, has eternal life. A person who does not have His Son, Jesus Christ, does not have eternal life. Now, what is having Son in our life means? John chapter 1 verse 12 answers this question. It says, all who believed Jesus and accepted Him, God gave the right to become the children of God. Now, if you believed Jesus and accepted Him, you have the Son, Jesus Christ, and you are the child of God. You are saved and possess eternal life. Beloved, remember God promised, and also He testified, so that you will not doubt your salvation and eternal life, if you believed and accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord. Bible also says how salvation happens. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus died for all of our sins and thereby paid for the punishment of our sins, and he rose again from the dead, defeating sin, death, and devil. This is the good news called gospel. Now, if you believe Jesus as Lord and believe he died and rose again for you, you are declared saved and granted eternal life by God in heaven. God promised it and God testified it, and you must not doubt. One more Bible verse I will show you. Jesus himself said this in John 10:28-29. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. End of quote. You see, it is Jesus who gives you eternal life. And also, you see, they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of his hand. You are held by the strong, mighty hand of Jesus Christ. More than that, one more assurance in that verse. Jesus said, it is his Father who gives them to Jesus. He is greater than all. No one can take them out of my Father's hand. Now, what else we need for the assurance of salvation and eternal life? If you accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord and believed he died for your sake and asked forgiveness of your sins to him, then you are saved forever. Do not let your feelings or experiences doubt your salvation and eternal life. Let the objective word of God, the Bible, gives the assurance. You know, one more problem we have is this. We prone to think that God loves us less, don't we? This happens again because of our failures or inconsistencies of life, which we are aware of, and of course we hate it, don't we? However, the truth is this: nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing means nothing. In addition, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, love of Jesus Christ and the love of God is guaranteed on a believer no matter what happens. Romans chapter 8, 35-39. Because you are purchased by the precious blood of Christ. Colossians 3:13, 1 Peter 1:19, 1 Corinthians 6:20. And you are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God for eternal life and heavenly inheritance. Ephesians 1:13-14. You see, you and I are his own. Our love toward God may diminish due to several circumstances and failures, but his love remains steadfast and unchanging, and it will never diminish or taken out from a person who trusted in Christ. Bible says in Romans 8:1 that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Be confident, my friend, and have the full assurance of your salvation and eternal life. And do not doubt because you are a believer who called upon the name of the Lord Jesus for salvation. You are saved forever and you have eternal life. I hope this answer helps you, and may the good Lord bless you for the rest of your life and forever. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.